From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, March 25th. I'm Sarah Wright.
If there are people in our community who do not think this is a serious problem, I think it's only going to be a matter of a week before their eyes are opened.
Public Health Officer Dr. Noemi Duin announced the second confirmed case of COVID-19 in Mendocino County yesterday, as she reported to the Board of Supervisors on a revised, much stricter shelter-in-place mandate. Beloved outdoor recreation spots started to get shut down as early as Monday morning. County workers were wrapping orange fencing around the playgrounds at Low Gap Park at about 8 a.m., and the dog runs were padlocked. Picnic tables are now plastered with orange signs telling would-be visitors not to bother, even as poppies and wild fruit trees are bursting into bloom.
We have no protection around us that is a great enough wall to keep this disease out. I believe it's here in our county. When you understand exponential growth, you know, 1 goes to 2, goes to 4, goes to 8, goes to 16. We haven't hit the exponential growth phase where we would see it impacting our hospitals in a big way. But if we don't take these serious efforts of sheltering place and social distancing, we will. We will see it.
Postponement was the order of the day, as it is all across the world right now. Supervisors phoned in to the short meeting yesterday where they decided to table any decisions on an industrial hemp ordinance and pass another ordinance prohibiting some evictions in the unincorporated parts of the county until May. All of it, of course, is in response to the pandemic that's put everything on hold, though only 2 tests out of a reported 124 in the county have turned up positive so far. The first confirmed positive was on the South Coast, and the second is in an unspecified area of inland Mendocino County. Because hardly anyone is getting tested, there's not much epidemiological data to go on. But mathematical models provide a grim scenario.
My best estimate from talking to the hospital and talking to the emergency physicians is we have the capacity for 45 people to be in ICU beds on ventilators. So if you look at that number that I said, that we would have 1,800 people needing ICU care in 12 months, that's the moderate scenario. That's where we have some slowing down of the curve. And there's another piece of information here that's very sobering, that those people, the people that get very sick with COVID-19 have what's called ARDS. So it's acute respiratory distress syndrome. And this is a condition where the lungs become stiff and it takes a long time to get better. So we're seeing people being on ventilators for 8 weeks. So you can imagine that if you have 45 vents taken up by people who are going to be on them for 8 weeks, we do not have the capacity to respond to 1,800 people needing ICU care in our community. So the question of how many people would die, estimate would be 1,800 people based on how many can get ICU care.
Deputy Public Health Officer Dr. James Flaherty said that even if hospitals had all the ventilators they'd need to treat a potential 30% surge, there's not enough knowledgeable staff to run the equipment.
The hospitals need more beds. They need more doctors. They need more RNs, as Dr. Duin said. But we can have all the ventilators in the world, but if we don't have the licensed respiratory therapists, referred to as RTs, to run those ventilators, we can't run them. Doctors can't run them, nurses can't run them, it's not in their scope of practice, it's highly technical. And RTs usually manage several patients on ventilators in a shift. A nurse can respond to initial alarms, but they page the RT if they're not already there. So our surge capacity is limited by staffing, not by equipment.
Jen Banks of Coastal Valley's EMS agency said the county's 3 hospitals had gotten a survey on Sunday to assess surge capacity. She provided a snapshot of one facility's situation.
Mendocino Coast District Hospital has 14 ventilators per their survey response. And they also have the capability to use BiPAP. For those of you that don't know, BiPAP is also a machine that provides ventilatory support to patients who are having respiratory distress issues. So in their surge capacity description, they've responded to the county that they have 3 respiratory therapists. They're looking to hire a 4th. They are looking to contract FTEs who can provide surge support to that facility. Nursing, can also potentially monitor, and they are actively working on a tent going up that could be used as a ward to cohort COVID patients. So there's a lot of planning going on like this with each individual hospital in the county.
Supervisor Ted Williams said he had no intention to micromanage staff.
But we have a duty to the public to ensure that we're at least tracking. And when I get messages as early as this morning that the Coast Hospital needs 6 ventilators, 20 beds, 2,000 N95 masks, 10,000 surgical masks, and 2,000 gloves, it's a bit of a conflict with what I hear from staff. We need to survey, we need to inventory. And so I will continue asking for the status updates on, have we completed the survey? Have we placed the order? Because ultimately it's on us. If we have personnel available and they don't have the tools they need and we have deaths, that's on this board. Our job is to, at a minimum, track.
The order issued last night limits outdoor activities to those that can be initiated from home and do not involve the use of a motor vehicle or public transit to the location of exercise. Restaurants are still allowed to offer takeout or delivery, and schools are encouraged to continue providing free food. Agricultural activities are still essential, including farmers markets and legal cannabis. The order is effective until rescinded.
So we can create a firewall with sheltering in place, but it will only work if that sheltering in place truly happens and social distancing truly happens.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.